Hey there, welcome to episode 350 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. We're reading through the Bible, and we're doing it on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track 3 day. We're going to conclude Elihu's comments in Job chapters 35 through 37. Our translation this week is the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Job chapter 35. Elihu continued talking and said, "Job, it is not fair for you to say, 'I am more right than God,' because you also ask him, 'Where is the use of trying to please you? What good will it do me if I don't sin?' Job, I want to answer you and your friends here with you. Look up at the sky. Look at the clouds, which are so much higher than you. If you sin, it does not hurt God. Even if your sins are too many to count, that does nothing to God. And if you're good, that does not help God. He gets nothing from you. Job, the good and bad things you do affect only other people like yourself. If people are being hurt, they cry out and beg for protection from those who hurt them. But they forget to say, 'Where is God, the one who made me? He is the one who gives us songs to sing in the night. He is the one who makes us smarter than any animal on earth and wiser than any bird.' Or if evil people ask God for help, he will not answer them because they are too proud. God will not listen to their worthless begging. God, all-powerful, will not pay attention to them. So, Job, God will not listen to you when you say that you don't see him. You say you're waiting for your chance to meet with him and prove that you're innocent. Job thinks that God does not punish evil and that he pays no attention to sin. So he continues his worthless talking. Everything he has said shows he does not know what he's talking about." Job chapter 36. Elihu continued talking and said, "Be patient with me a little longer. God has a few more words that he wants me to say. I will share my knowledge with everyone. I will prove that my Maker is right. Job, I'm telling the truth. I know what I'm talking about. God is very powerful, but he does not hate people. He is very powerful, but he is also very wise. He will not let evil people live. He brings justice to the poor. He watches over those who live right. He lets them rule in high places. So, if people are punished, if they are tied with chains and ropes, they did something wrong. And God will tell them what they did, that they sinned and were proud. He will force them to listen to his warning. He will command them to stop sinning. If they serve and obey him, he will make them successful, and they will live a happy life. But if they refuse to obey him, they will be destroyed. They will die like fools. People who don't care about God are always bitter. Even when he punishes them, they refuse to pray to him for help. They will die while they are still young, like the male prostitutes. God saves those who suffer by using their suffering. He uses their troubles to speak in a way that makes them listen. In fact, God wants to help you out of your troubles. He wants to take away your burdens that are crushing you. He wants to load your table with plenty of food. But you are full of this talk about guilt, judgment, and justice. Job, don't let your anger fill you with doubt about God, and don't let the price of forgiveness turn you away. Do you think your wealth will keep you out of trouble? Will your great strength be of any help to you now? Don't be like those who wish darkness would come and hide them. They try to disappear into the night. Job, don't let your suffering cause you to choose evil. Be careful not to do wrong. Look, God's power makes him great. He is the greatest teacher of all. No one can tell him what to do. No one can say, 'God, you have done wrong.' Remember to praise him for what he has done, as many others have done in song. Everyone can see what he has done, even people in faraway countries. Yes, God is great, but we cannot understand his greatness. We don't know how long he has lived. God takes up water from the earth and changes it into mist and rain. So the clouds pour out the water, and the rain falls on many people. No one can understand how he spreads the clouds out, or how the thunder rumbles from his home in the sky. Look, he spreads lightning all over the sky and covers the deepest part of the ocean. He uses them to control the nations and to give them plenty of food. He grabs the lightning with his hands and commands it to strike where he wants. The thunder warns that a storm is coming, so even the cattle know it is near. Job chapter 37. The thunder and lightning frighten me. My heart pounds in my chest. Listen to God's thundering voice. Listen to the sound coming from his mouth. He sends his lightning to flash across the whole sky. It lights up the earth from one end to the other. After the flashes of lightning, you can hear his roaring voice. He thunders with his wonderful voice. And while his voice thunders, the lightning flashes continue. God's thundering voice is amazing. He does great things that we cannot understand. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and he says to the rain, "Pour down on the earth." He does this to stop everyone's work and to show the people he made what he can do. The animals run into their dens and stay there. Whirlwinds come from the south. The cold winds come from the north. God's breath makes ice and freezes even large bodies of water. He fills the clouds with water and scatters his lightning through them. He orders the clouds to be blown all around the earth. The clouds do whatever he commands. He causes the clouds to punish people with floods or to water his earth and show his love. Job, stop for a minute and listen. Think about the wonderful things God does. Do you know how God controls the clouds? Do you know how he makes his lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang in the sky? This is just one of the amazing works of the one who knows everything. All you know is that you sweat, your clothes stick to you, and all is still and quiet when the heat wave comes from the south. Can you help God spread out the sky and make it shine like polished brass? Job, tell us what we should say to God. We cannot think of what to say because of our ignorance. I would not tell God that I wanted to talk to him. That would be like asking to be destroyed. A person cannot look at the sun. It is too bright as it shines in the sky after the wind blows the clouds away. In the same way, God's golden glory shines from the holy mountain. He is surrounded by the brightest light. We have seen that God all-powerful really is all-powerful. But he is just and never treats anyone unfairly. That is why people fear and respect him. He shows no respect for those who think they are wise. May God bless the reading of his word. Elihu had several good things to say to Job. I especially liked this from chapter 35, verse 10. Elihu said, "He, God, is the one who gives us songs to sing in the night." In our darkest hour, when all seems lost, when we turn to him and are reminded of who it is that we rely on, and his power and grace and glory, we can sing songs of praise and worship, because we know that God is on the throne. I know this because I have been there. I have lain in my bed in the middle of the night, and have felt his presence and poured my heart out to him, and felt his peace settle over me. And it is in those times when he gives us songs to sing. During Elihu's discourse, Elihu pointed out some errors Job made in his statements, but he did not attack Job's character, unlike Job's other friends. Job, in his suffering, did say some untrue things about God, and Elihu addressed those things. He reminded Job that God is God and Job is not. And that's a good reminder, and one that I am all too glad to embrace. I don't want the job. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 350.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Have you subscribed to the show? If not, do so in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, whatever. It's a good way not to miss an episode. Tomorrow we're back on track one, which will take us back to 2 Samuel and the goings-on between David and his son Absalom. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.